From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, May 18th, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Amanda Purcell is reporting in the Daily Mail that two newly elected Board of Education members in Greene and Columbia counties are the youngest people ever to win the seat in their respective districts. Andrew Barone, 22, of Catskill, and Brendan Coluno, 19, of Valencia, were chosen by the voters to fill open seats on the Catskill and Ichabod Crane boards on Tuesday, May the 16th. Barone graduated from Catskill High School 5 years ago and received a degree in finance from Siena College in 2016. Coluno is a 2016 graduate of Ichabod Crane and is currently enrolled in a criminal justice program at Hudson Valley Community College. Coluno was elected to replace a member of Ichabod Crane board who resigned. He will serve for 1 year and will likely run for a full term in 2018. Coluno said, and I quote, "I was very excited to hear the news," end quote. Barone was one of 8 candidates that competed for 5 seats on the Catskill board. He said, and I quote, "Catskill has some of the best faculty and staff. I think Catskill did a great job preparing me for the future," end quote. Barone said more young people should feel encouraged to run for school board. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Rick Carlin reported at Capitol Confidential that New York State Assembly on Wednesday, May the 17th, approved a bill that would establish a statewide ban on the use of electronic cigarettes in public places. Vaping opponents fear unwanted exposure to e-cigarette emissions and believe the practice can create another type of addiction. Carlin writes that it is unclear what will happen to the legislation next. The action taken by the Assembly Wednesday adds electronic cigarettes to the state's Clean Indoor Air Act and prohibits their use in schools, workplaces, bars, restaurants, public transportation vehicles and facilities, healthcare buildings, all public and private higher education institutions, and sports areas. Assembly leaders cited recent findings by the Food and Drug Administration that users are at risk of inhaling various chemical toxins, including diethylene glycol, a key ingredient in antifreeze. The Clean Indoor Act imposes penalties up to $2,000 for violations assessed by the State Department of Health and a maximum fine of $1,000 for judgments made by county or city enforcement officers. You can read that full story at Capitol Confidential. The New York Times reported that on May 17th, U.S. Deputy Attorney General Rod J. Rosenstein appointed Robert S. Mueller III, the former FBI director, to serve as a special counsel for an investigation into Russian meddling in the election, and local representatives on both sides of the aisles applauded the decision. Representative John Faso, or someone using Twitter for the Kinderhook Republican, wrote, and I quote, "Mr. Mueller has unquestioned integrity and is a wise choice to lead the FBI investigation as special counsel," end quote. Senator Chuck Schumer's Twitter feed read, and I quote, "Former Director Mueller is exactly the right kind of individual to serve as special counsel in the Russian investigation. I now have significantly greater confidence that the investigation will follow the facts wherever they lead," end quote. Matthew Hamilton reports in Capitol Confidential that Sue Sullivan, a strategic planning consultant from Ulster County, is the latest Democrat to file paperwork to run in the 19th Congressional District, where John Faso, Republican Kinderhook, is now the representative. Sullivan said in a statement, and I quote, "People have asked why I'm doing this. They say don't bother. Nothing is going to change. But that's not how I was raised. Through my work across these communities, I've seen directly how working together and listening, we can get things done," end quote. Sullivan is a former executive at St. Luke's Cornwall Hospital in Newburgh, who says she has worked with Senator Charles Schumer, former Senator Hillary Clinton, and former Representative Maurice Hinchey to change the Medicare reimbursement rate. She has since founded the Greater Newburgh Partnership, raising millions to promote development in Newburgh. Other official candidates so far include Antonio Delgado of Dutchess County, Brian Flynn of Greene County, Stephen Bryce of Ulster County, and Gareth Rhodes of Ulster County. Woodstock teacher Jeff Beal has also announced an intention to run against Faso in 2018. You can read that full story in Capitol Confidential. Emily Masters is reporting in the Times Union that a white 15-year-old was arrested May 16th for allegedly painting racist graffiti on a black family's garage and setting the building on fire on May 14th. The teen, whose identity will not be released because he is a minor, is charged with 10 felonies, including arson, burglary, criminal mischief, and 7 counts of reckless endangerment. Homeowner Laquan Madison and his family of 7 were not injured. Police say they are still investigating and there could be other arrests. You can read that full story in the Albany Times-Union. Emily Masters is also reporting in the Albany Times-Union that the state police are warning that someone in Rensselaer County identified himself as a National Grid worker to gain entry into local homes on May 16th. Someone called at least one home in Brunswick, but the homeowner hung up and called National Grid, who said no employees made any calls to the address. State police advise Rensselaer County residents to call National Grid if they are confused about service, and National Grid said all contractors carry proper identification. You can read that full story in the Albany Times-Union. The Troy Record reports that Deputy Rensselaer County Executive Christopher Meyer announced on May 16th that he wants to take over for the retiring Kathleen Jimeno. Meyer said, and I quote, "Having worked with Kath side by side these past years, I can tell you that being county executive is not easy. In no way is it a stepping stone to a higher office. The title of the office is nice, but the responsibility is awesome," end quote. Assemblymember Stephen McLaughlin, the Republican from Skagitoke, has set up a Facebook page to run for the position and has received the endorsement of Thomas S. Connolly, Jr., chairman of the county's Independence Party and vice chairman of the state Independence Party. Jimeno is endorsing Meyer. You can read that poll story in the Troy Record. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a mostly sunny and hot day today with a temperature high near 92 degrees. For Thursday night, isolated to scattered thunderstorms are possible, well ahead of a cold front. The storms are not expected to become severe, but will be capable of producing gusty winds. It will be partly cloudy for Thursday night with a temperature low of 64 degrees. Forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Friday, isolated showers, mostly sunny with a high near 75 degrees. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 45. And on Saturday, sunny with a high near 68 degrees. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 46. Sunrise today was at 5:30 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:13 p.m. That will give us 14 hours and 43 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the 18th day of May 2017. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.